And finally, we take a moment to hear from you. Last week, we asked our listeners to tell us where they were when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and killed in Memphis 40 years ago last Friday. We received many responses, so we thought we would take a moment to share some of your stories.
On April 4th, 1968, I was 13 days from my 10th birthday. We lived in South Central Los Angeles, not far from the epicenter of the 1965 Watts riots. I'd walked home from school, and newsflash came on that Dr. Martin Luther King had been shot. We all felt shock and disbelief. I remember being angry and confused that Dr. King was killed. I mean, the burned ruins of all of the businesses on Central Avenue, from Compton to almost downtown, which was about 10 miles, still hadn't been cleared after 3 years. 40 years later, I recall these early events in my life, and like Marvin Gaye sings, it makes me want to holler.
On April 4th, 1968, I was a 7-year-old second grader living in Middle Tennessee, just south of Nashville. After I got home from school, I walked by the television and saw the ticker tape moving across the screen. I stopped, so excited, because I realized that I had learned enough in school to read it. I sounded out each word and then put it all together. Like frigid water in the face, the collective words took my breath away. I felt so sad and alone that we had lost our great reformer and didn't know if any of us could go on without him. I seemed to have understood a lot in that instant. A year ago, I went to the King Center and I heard Dr. King's voice again over the loudspeaker as I sat by the fountain of rolling waters. I knew then that so much of my life's path was determined that day, and the healing continues.
I was a sophomore in college when I heard of Dr. King being shot in Memphis. I went to the TV and saw over and over again the still photos of Martin lying on the landing outside the hotel room, and aides like Jesse Jackson, Andrew Young, and others pointing up to where they thought the shot came from. I thought, such a loss for us all. Then rioting and burning began in cities like Detroit and Washington, D.C., where my brother and sister-in-law lived. I was, however, especially moved that evening, listening to Bobby Kennedy, the pain in his face recalling losing his own brother, and then Bobby's murder 2 months later only heaped grief upon grief. It was a horrific year. Yet, as a society, I think some meaningful progress has been made over the 40 years since.
Those were our listeners, Betty Meshack, Janie Blakely, and Charlie Biggs, sharing their memories of the King assassination. And as you continue to share your stories, we will share them with everyone. You can read more submissions by visiting our blog at npr.org/tellmemore.